From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Beam, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
Beam was a sturdy bison tween. He wore a chunky lab vest. It had lots of pockets. He always carried a small skeleton model, a lever tracker clipped to his belt. Beam was round and soft, but also super strong. His fur was warm cream with soft cocoa patches. Beam loved to talk about bones. He was always checking how things were built. He'd tap a wall, he'd look at a chair leg, then he'd nod slowly. His favorite thing to say was, "Bones support, protect, lever, structure that lasts." Today, Beam was carefully adjusting his skeleton model. Its name was Bonesy. Bonesy was missing a finger bone. Beam frowned. He dug through a pocket in his vest. He pulled out a tiny bone. He snapped it into place. "There you go, Bonesy," Beam mumbled. He patted the little skeleton skull. "All 206 of you."
He turned to the group. "Did you know you have 206 bones right now?" he asked. "When you were born, you had even more. About 270. Some of them just fused together as you grew." He held Bonesy up. "Your bones do three big jobs," Beam explained. He pointed to Bonesy's legs. "First, they support you. They're your body's frame. Without them, you'd be a wobbly blob on the floor." He wiggled Bonesy to show what he meant. The group giggled. "Second," Beam continued, tapping Bonesy's head, "they protect you. Your skull is like a helmet for your brain. Your ribs are like a shield for your heart and lungs." He made a whoosh sound. "And third," Beam said, making Bonesy's arm move, "they help you lever. That means they help you move. Your bones, with your muscles, work like simple machines. They help you lift, push, and pull." He showed how Bonesy's arm bent at the elbow. "But wait, there's more," Beam grinned. He held Bonesy close. "Your bones are alive. They're not just hard, dead sticks. They're living structure." He poked Bonesy's thigh bone. "Inside some of your bones, there's a special factory. It's called red marrow. It makes blood cells for Pump." He looked around. "Remember Pump? He needs those blood cells to zoom all over your body." "Your bones also store important stuff," Beam added, "like calcium. It's like a secret vault for minerals." "And because they're alive," Beam said, "they're always changing. They remodel themselves. It's like they're constantly repairing and rebuilding." He paused for effect. "Every time you run, jump, or even just walk, your bones get stronger. It's like sending them a message. Hey, build more strength." He put Bonesy down. "That's why moving your body is so important. Things like running, jumping, and even just standing up straight help your bones. It builds bone density. That means your bones get really solid and strong." Beam picked up Bonesy again. He bent the skeleton's knee. "See these places where bones meet?" he asked. "These are called joints. They let you bend and twist."
He showed different kinds of joints. "Some are like door hinges," he said, bending Bonesy's knee and elbow. "They only move back and forth." "Others are like a joystick," Beam wiggled Bonesy's shoulder. "They can move all around, like your shoulder or your hip." He even made Bonesy do a little dance. "And remember how I said bones help you lever?" Beam pointed to his lever tracker. "There are different ways they do it. Some levers are good for speed. Some are good for power. Your body uses all kinds."
"Your bones don't work alone, of course," Beam explained. "Strand, with all those muscles, helps pull your bones. That's how you make big movements. And keeping your back straight, like when you do a hip hinge, is super good for your bones. It keeps your spine stacked up nicely." Beam looked at Bonesy. Then he looked at the group. "Everyone's bones are a little different," he said softly. "Just like everyone's face is different. Some bones are longer, some are wider.
That's just how you're built.
He made sure everyone was listening. It doesn't mean one person's bones are better than another's, not at all. What really matters is this, Beam said, holding Bonesy up proudly. Do your bones help you? Can you run, jump, play? Do they hold you up and keep you safe? He smiled. If they do, then your bones are doing their job perfectly. How your body looks on the outside is just how your bones and muscles are put together. It's not about being good or bad. Beam carefully placed Bonesy back on the table. He gave the little skeleton a final pat. Remember, he said, bones support, protect, lever, structure that lasts. The group stood a little taller as they left, spines stacked, feeling steady and warm. Beam watched them go with a quiet, glad smile. It felt good, he thought, to know the strong, safe frame that...
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Beam. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.